This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Today is Thursday, April 11th, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements, presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Bridget Schwartz, in for Sammy Sage today, and The Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. Today's episode is brought to you by our partner, Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Well, now you can. Quince is here to transform the way you shop, with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. You can really never go wrong with Quince, whether it's cashmere knits, everyday jewelry, or linen shorts that are perfect for summer. They have you set with all the chic staples you need. So it's time to indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. Surprise, surprise, House Republicans are fighting again. A group of House Republicans tanked a procedural vote yesterday to begin debate on the reauthorization of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which expires on April 19th. The group, led by Matt Gaetz, tanked the rule vote essentially because Trump told them to. He's mad that the bill excludes an amendment which he claims would protect Americans, while others say it would gut the spy-related program entirely. Of course, by voting against debate, any opportunity to advocate for the amendment dies with the bill. I can't say I'm shocked that two of the dumbest people in government didn't think two steps ahead. Speaking of Matt Gaetz, during an interview at Georgetown University yesterday, Kevin McCarthy alluded that the congressman ousted him as speaker out of retaliation for his own shady actions. Specifically, McCarthy said, "I'll give you the truth why I'm not speaker. It's because one person, a member of Congress, wanted me to stop an ethics complaint because he slept with a 17-year-old. Unfortunately, that comment is pretty much the only consequence Matt Gaetz has ever faced for doing that. Five people are in custody, including a 15-year-old, after a shooting in West Philadelphia during a Ramadan event Wednesday afternoon. Three people were shot at the event, including the 15-year-old suspect, who was shot in the shoulder and the leg by police. A child also has a broken leg after being struck by a police car responding to the scene. Speaking to reporters in Georgia yesterday, Donald Trump said he would not sign a national abortion ban if given the chance. In the same press line, he also called overturning Roe v. Wade, quote, an incredible achievement. So I'll let you decide how much to trust a man with 91 felony charges against him. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem has been banned from about 10% of her own state after the Standing Rock Sioux Tribal Council voted to formally ban her from their reservation. It will not surprise you that the potential Republican VP pick made many offensive comments about her state's native population. This is the third Lakota tribe in South Dakota to ban her from their land. The New York State director for RFK Jr.'s campaign said the quiet part out loud this week when she said her goal is to take votes away from Biden in the hopes that Trump wins, assuming RFK Jr. does not. Glad we cleared that up now. And finally, we officially have the numbers. 24 million people watched Sunday's women's NCAA basketball national championship game, making it the most watched basketball game, men's or women's, college or pro, since 2019. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have about 25 heartwarming Dawn Staley TikToks to catch up on. Thank you for listening to The Morning Announcements, presented by Betches Media. And thanks again to our partner, Quince. Quince is here to transform the way you shop, with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. This is your chance to indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. Until tomorrow, I'm Bridget Schwartz, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.